If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, and I can't believe it's Friday already, but let's do it. Let's talk about what the CDC policy change does and doesn't mean, what the Air Force civilian leader said about Space Force, the Gatorade High School Football Player of the Year, and a couple bills that have been signed into law. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. So the CDC changed its COVID-19 guidance policies Thursday and said for a fully vaccinated person, it's now okay to no longer wear a mask, even inside, except in certain crowded circumstances. Now, they even made a to-do of it at the White House, with the president and vice president daring to be near each other and various lawmakers without a stitch of fabric on their faces. President Biden, quote, "Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do." But here's the thing. Their bearing of good news is largely symbolic, at least directly and immediately, because Washington isn't setting mask policy for Mentone or Spring Hill or anywhere Alabama. AL.com's Amy Yerkinen reports that at this point, only one city in Alabama still has a mandate in place that requires everyone pretty much to wear face coverings. The state's mask mandate ended April 9th. Montgomery's expired as recently as May 9th. In Birmingham, it's still required for anyone older than 2 years old to cover their faces when they interact with each other, and that's set to expire on May 24th. There are still some other COVID restrictions in place. The state still has some restrictions at senior centers through the end of this month. Masks are mostly required on planes, trains, buses, inside airports, bus and train stations, doctors' offices, hospitals, nursing homes, and homeless shelters. And businesses and workplaces may have their own policies. The Air Force's top civilian leader spoke this week about what has become a controversial decision to place United States Space Command in Huntsville, Alabama, reports AL.com's Lee Root. Now, once Huntsville was selected, lawmakers from Colorado, where temporary headquarters is currently located, cried foul. Some other officials joined them in claiming that former President Donald Trump may have played politics and influence the decision. Earlier this week, Air Force Acting Secretary John Ross told a House of Representatives subcommittee that he's very confident in the selection process and that he welcomes the two reviews of the decision that are taking place. Quote, "We have done the strategic basing process since 2009, and it has withstood outside review, and we think it's an analytically based process, and so I'm happy to have them come and review." This year's Alabama Gatorade High School Football Player of the Year was a junior this past season, reports AL.com's Ben Thomas. Connor Harrell quarterbacked Thompson to its second straight state title. He left that game with an injury in the first half, but over the season he passed for 42 touchdowns and more than 3,500 yards. Throw in 292 rushing yards and 6 rushing touchdowns, and Harrell had a hand in 48 of the Warriors' 78 touchdowns. Now, if you're wondering, hey, isn't this a little late for them to be naming Football Player of the Year? You're on to something. They postponed the announcement because in the year of COVID, some schools played a spring schedule. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey pulled out her ink pen on Thursday and signed a couple of notable bills into law. One allows winemakers to ship wines directly to the Alabamians who are going to consume the wines, reports AL.com's Shauna Stewart. Manufacturers from inside the state or outside that acquire a direct shipper license from the Alabama ABC Board can send their products directly to me and you beginning August 1st. Another bill signed by the governor Thursday would make daylight saving time year-round, reports AL.com's Mike Kaysen. However, that will also require Congress to change current federal law. If that were to happen, then even in the winter, 5 o'clock would get here a little quicker. You might even get to that directly shipped bottle of Pinot before sunset. Thank y'all for listening. We will be back here on Monday. Have a great weekend. Come by and see us anytime you want to on the internet at AL.com.